From Greenville, South Carolina, we present... Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In just a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns commences his seventh message in a series on the theme, Living Clean in an Unclean World. The text for the series is Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16. On today's program, Dr. Cairns comes to verse 15, where the psalmist said, I will meditate in thy precepts, and have respect unto thy ways. The emphasis here is on the believer's thought life. The Lord Jesus Christ said, As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. What we think controls what we do. If that is so, then winning the battle of the mind is crucial to living the holy life we've heard of in the previous messages. In commencing this portion of our study, Dr. Cairns speaks of the action of godly thinking. The psalmist said, I will meditate. Meditation on God's word is almost a lost art among Christians in our age, yet it is of the utmost importance if we would truly walk with God. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the opening portion of a message entitled, Having Victory in Our Thought Life. First, we present a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, The Reach of Almighty Grace. The text is Hosea chapter 1 and verse 10. It shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, Ye are not my people, there it shall be said unto them, Ye are the sons of the living God. Sovereign grace can make strangers into sons, and the Lord here declares his purpose to deal thus with rebels, and make them know what he has done. Beloved friend, the Lord has done this in my case. Has he done the like for you? Then let us join hands and hearts in praising his adorable name. Some of us were so decidedly ungodly that the Lord's word most truly said to our conscience and heart, Ye are not my people. In the house of God, and in our own homes, when we read the Bible, this was the voice of God's Spirit in our soul, Ye are not my people. Truly a sad, condemning voice it was. But now, in the same places, from the same ministry and Scripture, we hear a voice which saith, Ye are the sons of the living God. Can we be grateful enough for this? Is it not wonderful? Does it not give us hope for others? Who is beyond the reach of almighty grace? How can we despair of any, since the Lord has wrought so marvelous a change in us? He who has kept this one great promise will keep every other. Wherefore, let us go forward with songs of adoration and confidence.
Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus. Praise his name, his name. Wonderful grace of Jesus, greater than all my sin. Oh, how shall my tongue describe it? Where shall this praise begin? Taking away my burden, setting my spirit free, for the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. Wonderful the matchless grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea. Higher than the mountains, brighter than the thousand, most sufficient grace for even me. Broader than the scope of my transgression, sing it. Greater far than all my sin and shame, oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus. Praise his name.
wonderful grace of Jesus, reaching to all the lost. By it I have been pardoned, saved to the uttermost, and chains have been torn asunder, giving me liberty. For the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. Wonderful the matchless grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea, higher than the mountains, sparkling like a thousand, all sufficient grace for even me. Broader than the scope of my transgression, sing it. Greater far than all my sin and shame, oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus, praise his name. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus, praise his name, praise his name.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're grateful for the encouraging responses to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we're very thankful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Among the various publications which we offer on these programs, the most popular is the LTBS Quarterly Magazine. The principal focus of the current issue is The Risen Christ. The articles include On the Road to Emmaus, By the Sea of Galilee, and At the Mount of Olives. Also, this issue contains a missionary focus on the nation of Poland, as well as a report on what the Lord is doing in Nepal. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, is it ever right to have an abortion? What is the unpardonable sin? And will those perish who have never heard of Jesus Christ? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
We're turning back this morning to Psalm 119 and verse 15. We're coming near the end of the section with which we've been dealing. Verse 15. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. As we pursue the general subject that has been before us in this section, living clean in an unclean world, we now enter the most secret and sensitive area of human existence. For in this text, we deal with the thought life. Usually, no one enters this area but the thinking subject himself. A man may at times present others with fragments of his thoughts, but the thought life is each man's private domain. His thoughts may be splendid or sordid. They may be spiritual or carnal. They may be heavenly or hellish. This is his most secret life. And in every case, a man's thought life is of surpassing importance. Thought is the mother of action. You remember that the Lord Jesus Christ set out to describe something of the depravity of fallen man. Matthew 15 verse 19, he puts it like this: for out of the heart, now you have this long list of depravities. He will speak of murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. Truly a foul stream of wickedness. But he starts it all off with this: out of the heart proceed evil thoughts. Evil thoughts. Control a man's thoughts, and you control the whole man. Pervert a man's thinking, and you pervert his entire life. Pollute his mind, and you pollute everything that comes from him. You see, this is what makes what we put into our minds so very, very important. You know the old saying, garbage in, garbage out. And that's true nowhere more so than with regard to the mind. So if we're going to live clean in an unclean world, we must first of all be clean in our thought life. The psalmist recognized this when dealing with this general question: wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? How can anyone live clean in such a world as the world in which we're living? He comes to verse 15, dealing with the thought life. He said, I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. You see, winning the battle for the mind is crucial to living as the Lord would have us live. that there is a battle for the mind should be clear to every one of us. That there are forces at work to control our minds, to corrupt our minds, should be self-evident. It has never been any other way. And certainly today, with the advance of technology, with the ease of what passes for information, which is more indoctrination than anything else, with all these so-called advances, the forces that are at work to control, to corrupt, to curse our whole way of thinking are all the more numerous, and they are all the more dangerous. Now, I'm not going to deal with the battle as such. I'm not going to deal with the forces that corrupt and pervert. I will simply say, remember that anything that makes your thoughts impure, anything that makes your thoughts selfish and self-centered, anything that makes your thoughts unwarrantedly suspicious of your brethren, anything that makes your thoughts bitter and angry, anything that makes you in your thought life careless and prayerless, is most certainly a tool of the devil and is most certainly identifiable as one of those forces doing the satanic work of guiding your thoughts where they ought not to go and corrupting them in such a way as to corrupt your whole being. Today I want to concentrate rather than on those things, which when we come to the thought life is where most preachers go and where they spend their time. I want us to concentrate on the way to victory. We are, after all, dealing with how to live clean in an unclean world. And I want us to think of the thought life and what the Bible tells us in our text regarding having victory in the thought life and winning the battle against every evil force that would affect our minds. As I look at this text, there are three very simple thoughts. First of all, I want us to concentrate on the action of godly thinking. Now, see where we're going here. I've deliberately eschewed the policy of going down describing ungodly thinking, because I think we are all perfectly aware of what ungodly thinking is all about. What I'm wanting to do is concentrate on godly thinking. And first, its action. The psalmist says, I will meditate in thy precepts. Now, underline the word, I will meditate. Commenting on this particular text, John Calvin said, we are aware that the majority of mankind are so much involved in the cares of the world as to leave no time or leisure for meditating on the doctrine of God. The vast majority of men are so busy with the concerns of this world that they have neither the time nor the interest to meditate upon the doctrine of God. Now, that's true of the world in general. But my conclusion, and I think after almost half a century in dealing with God's people, I have some basis for the conclusion. My conclusion is that this is true of all too many, I would say the vast majority of Christians. There's not a Christian in 100 who could honestly say, I will meditate. The Hebrew verb that's translated meditate here can mean to think. If you look at verse 27 of Psalm 119, you'll see that it can also mean to talk. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts, so shall I talk of all thy wondrous works. So the same word can mean to think and to talk. And I don't think I would be missing the force of the verb in this particular text if I were to combine them both here. I will think and talk. And the talking will be first and foremost to myself. What is the psalmist describing here? I'm going to talk to myself. Now, I know that's usually taken to be the sign of somebody who is going or has gone mad. Don't you believe it? I know there's a certain kind of talking to yourself that does betoken a certain mental aberration. But there's nobody here that doesn't talk to himself. You know you have wonderful conversations with yourself. You have arguments with everybody under the sun with yourself. You know what they're going to say and what you're going to say, and you've it all worked out. Never happens as you work it out, but it forms your thinking and your feeling anyway. We have all of those conversations. We know what it is to talk to ourselves. I'm paraphrasing the late Martin Lloyd-Jones. And it is a paraphrase, but the meaning is still good. That is the trouble with Christians is that they listen to themselves far too much and talk to themselves far too little. You listen to yourself when you talk rubbish, but you don't talk to yourself sense half enough. I will talk to myself. The word meditate that the English version puts in is a wonderful translation. They've got it exactly right. The idea is reflection. One of the great commentators in the book of Psalms was a Church of England bishop, Bishop Horn. And speaking of meditation here, he said, meditation is like rumination. So just picture the cow in the field. It has eaten the grass. And then it sits down or lies down. And it starts to ruminate. It starts to chew over, to extract all the nutriments. That's the picture of rumination or reflection here. The psalmist is saying, I'm not just going to read, but I'm going to reflect. I'm going to talk to myself about what I am reading. I'm going to chew over these things so as to extract from them all the benefit, all the spiritual strength that I can gain.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.